Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, May 27, 1952, the Barbados Advocate carried an article headlined Barbadians Contribute to the Cultural Life of Curaçao. The Barbadians being highlighted in the article were employees of the Curaçao Petroleum Industry Company and were among thousands of West Indian migrant workers employed in the oil industry of the Dutch Antilles. The Curaçao Petroleum Industry Company was a subsidiary of Royal Dutch Shell, which had set up an oil refining facility on Curaçao in the period after 1914, thereby providing much-needed employment opportunities for Barbadians and other West Indians. According to the article, the Barbadian workers had organized themselves into a community group called the Barbados Social Club. They published a literary magazine called The Social, which was edited by Cecil S. Reed, an alumnus of the prestigious Combermere School. Reed's assistant was Darnley Niles. The Social carried in its pages interesting articles on West Indians, poems and important events affecting the Soufassan community. Clearly, the Barbadian community in Curaçao reflected the strong social traditions for which Barbadians were noted, especially its literary, religious, and sporting traditions. In fact, it was the custom of Barbadian migrants wherever they settled, whether it was British Guiana, Brazil, Cuba, Costa Rica, or Panama, that they would attempt to maintain their connections with Barbados. Additionally, Barbadians understood that organizing themselves as a group gave them strength, especially when they were faced with hostility from the local population, who usually saw them as taking jobs from local workers, confronting unfair labor practices, social exclusion, or even racism. In commenting on the situation facing West Indians in Curaçao, Irving André, the son of a Dominican migrant to Curaçao, shows that Dutch-speaking Curaçao was at times hostile to these black English-speaking workers who were called various derogatory names and also faced racism. Therefore, it is no surprise that these Barbadians organized themselves in community groups not only to preserve their proud Barbadian heritage, but also as a response to an at times hostile labor and social environment.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.